Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, man, let's talk to Wes. And Wes Durham, the voice of our Atlanta Falcons, joins us as he does on a weekly basis. Wes, by the way, what's your plans for tomorrow, man? What's your favorite dish and all of that stuff? Everybody's wondering.
Well, I just arrived back in metropolitan Cartersville this afternoon, Carl.
Okay.
And I got to be honest, my mother-in-law has done onions for me on Thanksgiving, but the stuffing and the sweet potato casserole and the tomato aspic, Carl, might not be a fan favorite.
But okay.
It's basically a conchiel Bloody Mary, Carl.
Oh, okay. Well, now you've got me intrigued.
So that's it.
I like that. When is this West Durham cookbook coming out? We got to get a West Durham cookbook. Man.
West Durham cookbook. Yeah. Okay, Mike. Yeah.
No,
sure.
Again, the winery idea. He squashes that, Carl. He's got all that real estate out there, a bed and breakfast idea. Squash.
Hey, look, you guys got two beers out, which is two more than most of civilization. So what the hell am I talking about?
It's true. Hey, man. Just excited that, you know, with this Thanksgiving. What are the Drew Hams doing for Thanksgiving?
The Drew Hams are gathering in Carlisle. In fact, I'm on the way right now. Mrs. Drew Ham is driving as I talk on the phone, because we are within the laws of the state of Georgia. I talk on the phone in the passenger seat, Carl, correct?
Correct.
And she does not on the driver's side. But my daughter is in town. Mike, you remember when my kids were born 22 years ago. My daughter is in from D.C., so we're getting ready to have dinner with my daughter, and so we're excited about that. And then tomorrow, Thanksgiving, like everybody else. And then, got to be honest, fellas, didn't get a Saturday game, so Friday morning, gonna play a little golf. First time in November I've played golf since I think 2003, so
nice.
That ought to be an event for everybody.
You'll probably score well because you hadn't played.
Yeah, exactly. Golf is the sport that teases you, because when you don't think you play well, and then you're hacked when you think you ought to play well and you don't. Then Saturday, I'm actually going to sit and watch games probably from noon till about midnight.
Yeah.
That's the initial plan. How's that?
I'm with you. Listen, all of these games, and by the way, it starts tomorrow night, Ole Miss, Mississippi State. That's a 9-2 Ole Miss team, and whether Lane Kiffin stays or leaves Mississippi State, that's going to be a really good game. And then you get to Saturday, and we've talked about it, Wes, and let's start there with college football and the College Football Playoff Committee before we talk about the Falcons. Cincinnati has East Carolina. That's a game they'll get past. Then they got to win, you know, their conference championship. But
correct.
Auburn, Alabama, Iron Bowl, Georgia, Georgia Tech. You look at all these games. But let's talk about what the committee said last night. Did they make a commitment to Cincinnati?
Oh, I think they put them at the prom. I don't know they've made them the queen yet, okay? I mean, all they've done is give them the opportunity. And now Luke Fickell's in a position where he has to hold it up. I'd be very interested if it's Cincinnati-Houston in the American Championship. I still think Cincinnati has to deliver a message, okay? And, look, I'm not one of those guys that believes, you know, you throw one on the fire at the end to make it 65-2 or whatever. But I think Cincinnati has to be impressive, only because you're setting precedent. But I still think that Georgia has the swing on the house. We've talked about that before. I think Alabama cannot lose. And if they lose to Georgia in the SEC championship game, I'm not sure they get in. And again, let me also preface this, too. I think the Big 12 is in a really, really tenuous spot. just because I still think that Ohio State, I thought what Ohio State did last Saturday was kind of galvanize their spot. You know, I mean, I really do. I think Ohio State kind of locked up. Hey, look, this is who we are. We may have lost to Oregon, but we've gotten better as the year goes on. And having done the mock thing, I can tell you that getting better is still one of those things that committee talks about when they talk about those teams. But I think Cincinnati's got a chance, and that's all they could have asked for is an opportunity, and now they've gotten one by them being named four.
It is our man, Wes Durham. We were saying earlier, Wes, that in light of Ohio, let's just say for argument's sake, Ohio State handles their business, beats Wisconsin in the Big Ten championship. Does Notre Dame weasel into this thing once again?
Hi, Mike, it's a really good question. Yeah. Yeah. Well, if Alabama loses, I think then we've got a whole separate set of objectives, right? And, right. You know, we can kind of go through that next week. But I would say this, if Alabama loses, you got to look at where Notre Dame stands on some of the metrics that the committee will consider, game control, you know, strength of record, all sorts of things. But I think you also have to look, too, and say, wait a second, Cincinnati's still there. And if Cincinnati wins, and they've got the win head-to-head against Notre Dame, and see, the committee got away with the Michigan State thing. I mean, we're not talking about that anymore, right? Because they got housed last week in Columbus. So the committee, and I'll just say this, and I got people I know on it, they got lucky, okay? But that was going to be an issue had Michigan State won last week. But they hedged their bets that Michigan was better than Michigan State, and it played out for them. To me, Cincinnati now at four, you kind of hold one of those cards. And the only way to get those cards back is to lose. So Cincinnati's been given, like I said earlier, Cincinnati's been given the seat at the table. They just haven't been named the queen yet. They have to win out to get in. And I think that's really what this is. If they were to slip or they're not impressive or give any hint of a doubt, then I think the committee has, okay, well, we've got the discretion. We can drop them to five and, hey, close, no cigar, whatever. But now the precedent has kind of been set by them getting that four spot this late in the polling for sure.
It's Wes. Go ahead, Carl.
No, it's Wes Durham, guys, joining us, the voice of our Atlanta Falcons and host of the ACC morning show as well. As we talk college football, let's shift gears and talk about what's going to happen with the Falcons. We just had Coach on in the 5 o'clock hour, Wes, and okay. You know he was honest and saying, "Listen, we got work to do." But whether you know he's not blaming it on the injuries as far as Cordero Patterson and whatnot, he said, "Listen, we're going to get right offensively." And Wes, no disrespect, I'm just saying to myself, what does that mean? What does that mean for our Falcon football team? How did we go from being competitive and being in games to having two stinkers in a row?
Well, I think it goes back to one of the things we talked about, you know, a month or so ago. There are going to be some highs and there are going to be some lows. And I would tell you right now that one of the things Atlanta is dealing with is that their lull offensively is coming at a time when they needed to score points to be competitive and score points to have a chance. You know, let's go back to the Giants game. Remember we talked about the defense holding up at the end and allowing Atlanta to win the game, right? Then you talk about the offense making plays at Miami. So it has been complementary in some respects to produce the four wins that Atlanta has. What you've seen the last 2 weeks is you've seen the offense basically just kind of spinning itself. It's not producing any positivity at all. It's not producing any downfield plays. They're having, you know, very few, if any, real threats from an offensive perspective. I think he's right in that they've got to clean it up, and they certainly, you know, it's the long game for him, but Atlanta's got to have some reinforcement here. And if that reinforcement is, hey, look, you score on the opening drive or you build momentum in the run game, that, to me, the thing that's lacking right now is they haven't run it anywhere in the last couple of ball games. The touchdown thing is the stark answer to some of that, Carl, but the inability to run it is another. And here's the other thing, too. I had a football coach tell me one time, we got to make our layups, right? He used basketball to describe football. Atlanta's got to make some layups. They got to do the simple things fine. They got to accomplish some things that are very simplistic in nature. And look, you got a 4-6 playing a 2-8 on Sunday in Jacksonville. So, you know, you want to get right. That's a good game to try and get right. But at the same time, you know, Jacksonville's going to play hard too because those guys want to get right. But I think Atlanta can take care of itself, but I'm concerned about the offensive inefficiency the last couple of ball games for sure.
Yeah, the down and distance was just untenable, you know. And then, of course, we had the
The third down's terrible, Mike. Yeah. I mean, the third down stuff the last three games, quite frankly, New Orleans wasn't great. It was better. But the last two games have just been not very good at all on third down. Right. I mean, you can't extend drives when your third down number is less than, what, I think 36% in the last two ball games. That's not going to do anything to anybody.
Yeah, and we said earlier, talking with Coach, I mean, the one, if there's a bright spot, you know, get Quadre Allison back on the roster and actually moving the chains and having some runs. But to me, Wes, that's what shows you how much you miss Patterson, because Patterson runs with a ferocity that nobody else does in that backfield.
It goes back to the fact, and Dave said this 4 weeks ago on the air, that Cordarrelle Patterson, you know, Matt Ryan's a given. Isn't that funny? 14 years in, Matt Ryan's kind of a given to this whole process, right?
Right.
Cordarrelle Patterson this year has been the most impactful player Atlanta's had. And, you know, bless his heart, because, I mean, he was kind of, you know, after kind of starting his career, he came here on a one-year kind of a cheap ticket, if you will, right? Economy fare. And he's had major impact. And I think he's kind of taken the responsibility of a guy who can change the dynamic of this game and dynamic of this team. And in all honesty, a week ago Thursday night, without him on the field, Atlanta did not have somebody that could, you know, shake down what New England was doing. And give Mac Jones credit. I mean, we thought he was good, and he was really good the other night. But, you know, that's the scary part for Atlanta. That line is really, really fine right now between success and failure, I think.
All right, Wes. It's always a pleasure to have you on, man. Welcome back to the A. Enjoy the family. Tell your daughter, that big political star, that we wish her a happy Thanksgiving and, you know, everybody in the family, man. Thank you again.
I appreciate it, guys. Take care. Always always good to visit with you. Happy Thanksgiving. And stay safe this weekend. And look forward to catching up next week, okay?
No doubt. Hit them straight. Hit them straight.
All right, guys. Be well. Thanks.
Cool.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.